We conclude the series on demonology, and lots of things to touch on, but we go from different topics, and we may come back with demonology part 2 sometime later. And we have been doing Mark chapter 9, and we're going to conclude some of the areas that we have touched on in the Gospel of Mark chapter 9. And this is an incident of Jesus coming down from the Mount of Transfiguration, and he found that his disciples were not able to cast out the demon. In Mark chapter 9, let's read again the passage in verse 14. And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them, and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, "What are you discussing with them?" And one of the crowd answered and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit, and wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and he becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." He answered him and said, "O faithless and generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." Then they brought him to him, and the spirit, when he saw him immediately, the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead. So that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" So he said to them, "This kind can count out by nothing but by prayer and fasting." Last week we looked at three areas on this incident. One was the atmosphere of faith, and the other was faith in the necessary in the Father, and thirdly, faith in the one doing the deliverance. So those three areas were failing, and that is why there was no success. And we said that this week we will look further into this area. Now let's cross-reference to other incidences in this Bible of the same incident recorded by Matthew. And the one recorded by Matthew is found in Matthew chapter 17. It gives a slightly different perspective. In Matthew 17, same incident after the transfiguration, they came down. And there's a slight addition to the things that Jesus said to his disciples in verse 19. And 20. Matthew 17 verse 19 and 20. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief." Whereas the one recorded in Mark just said, "This kind can come up for naught but by fasting and prayer." Here, he tells us that there is a problem in them. And that's a problem of unbelief. "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." So there was a lack of faith in the disciples. There's a lack of faith in the people who came. There's a lack of faith in the atmosphere that they were doing a deliverance. And then only Jesus said in verse 21, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And let's cross-reference to the incident in Luke to see whether Luke adds anything to that particular story. And the one in Luke is found in Luke chapter 9. In Luke chapter 9, it just mentions about the father coming to Jesus. And in Luke 9 verse 40, so I implore your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. That was when Jesus dealt with the demon. So that's all that we have from Luke. But a particular one in Mark 9 and Matthew 17 is of great interest to us, because in Matthew 17, Jesus points out that there was unbelief in the disciples' heart. And unbelief because they actually have doubts. And apparently they must have tried. They must have tried to cast out the demons without success. And when there was no success, they end up debating and discussing. You notice that Jesus, when he came down, this is recorded in Mark chapter 9. When Jesus came down, he found the disciples probably arguing and talking to the scribes. And Jesus asked them, why were they discussing with them? In verse 14, when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them. So there was a great multitude around the disciples, and the scribes were arguing with them. So there was a lack of success, and everyone was arguing, finding the reasons why this doesn't work, and God knows what the disciples were discussing with them. And Jesus apparently rebuked them and says, what are you discussing with them? Because this is not an area for discussion, it's an area for action. And they did not know what to do. Isn't it interesting that when people do not know what to do, they talk. They just talk. And they argue. And talk. And argue. And talk. And argue. And it doesn't help. You know what they should have done? If they command, they must have tried. I mean, when the father brought the demon-possessed son, they must have tried. One of them would have said, in the name of Jesus, come out! And remember, they had some earlier success when Jesus sent them out two by two. And so they must have said, Jesus didn't come out and nothing happened. When nothing happens, they went back to what normal people do. They talk, they discuss, they debate, talk, discuss, and debate. And the one thing that they should have done, they should have prayed. They should have fasted. They should have waited on God. And so when Jesus came, there was this argument going on. Now let's have some background to this area here as to the disciples. The incident that was recorded is in Matthew 17. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. In Matthew 10 verse 1, Jesus had actually already given the disciples the authority. Matthew 10 verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Both in the Gospel of Mark, in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Gospel of Luke, which is chapter 9, and in Luke chapter 9 verse 1, the authority and power to cast out the demon was already given. Unless you're calling Jesus a liar. In verse 1 of Matthew chapter 10, it says, he gave them. He gave them power. And in Luke chapter 9 verse 1, same incident, cross-reference, but with a slight emphasis in verse 1, Luke 9 verse 1. Again, this is before the incident. Luke 9 verse 1, Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. The one in Matthew says all diseases. The one in Luke 9 verse 1 says all demons. Have you seen the word all there? A-double-L followed by demons. Now, if A-double-L means what it means, it includes the demon that was inside that boy. Because when you say all, it means all. Check the Greek word, check the Hebrew word, check whatever word. All means all. No exception. It didn't say he gave them power and authority over some demons. He says he gave them power and authority over all demons. Short ones, tall ones, fat ones, thin ones, bald ones, hairy ones, white ones, black ones, polka dots. All kinds of demons. A-double-L. Now here's the interesting thing. They did receive that power, but yet it doesn't work. Doesn't this sound common in our normal Christian experience today? We know what the word says we have, but to express it out, we do not express it. The disciples have the same problem. They knew that they have. And Jesus gave them the power and authority. But when it came to working out the authority and power, it doesn't seem to work. When it didn't work, they just went to talking and debating and disputing instead of praying and fasting. And this is a common problem with most of Christianity. We know what the word says, but yet it doesn't seem to happen, doesn't seem to work out in our life. What's happening here? Jesus gave a very short explanation when the disciples asked, why could we not cast out? Matthew 17 says, because of your unbelief. Okay, Jesus was not so stern with them, right? I don't know how Jesus spoke to them, right? If Jesus was some of you, no? Some of you are more strict. So Jesus would say, because of your unbelief! Right. Or some of you more gentle, you know? Because of your unbelief. And he gave them that look. Whatever the reasons, they did not believe. So whether Jesus was alive in those days, in the flesh, where you could physically touch Jesus, or whether Jesus today is in the spirit, and he is a resurrected body, seated at the right hand of God, and he gave you something, makes no difference. If you have unbelief, it will still block God. So don't excuse yourself and say, oh, if only Jesus were here physically. Look, the disciples had Jesus physically, and it still didn't work. The problem was that they did not believe. They had unbelief in their heart. What caused the unbelief? Why was it that way? How do they deal with unbelief? Unbelief is locked so deep. Unbelief is not non-belief. Non-belief, a person hasn't heard yet. But unbelief is when you heard something and you still didn't believe. And let me give an example of the disciples' unbelief. And then you realize that unbelief is choosing not to believe it because you can't be convinced by what you feel, see and touch. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 16, let's give an example of the unbelief. Here it talks about the resurrection of Jesus. And Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to Jesus and they found the tomb empty. And in Mark chapter 16, it tells us that they realized that they met the angel who says in Mark chapter 16, verse 6. Do not be alarmed, you seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, and it was an empty tomb. So they went back. They were told in verse 7, go and tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you.